Welcome, and it's time once again to talk with Jeff Spivak. Welcome, Jeff, in for a little bit of talk about the Jazz Fest in the Jazz Corner. Welcome, Jeff.
Jazz Corner. Hi, Scott.
Jazz Corner.
Jeff, of course, the music writer with the Democrat and Chronicle in Rochester every day with interesting insights with an article and a review of last night's shows every morning in the paper. Last night, Holly Cole.
I guess we should be playing Holly Cole all day. That's all people are talking about. Awesome singer, great show. Grown men crying.
I saw a couple of the people crying there last night, actually. It was quite touching. Her, as you said in your article, her phrasing, and she just, you could see it in her eyes. If you were close, actually, you could probably see it in her eyes even if you weren't close enough.
Yeah, very expressive performer and really emotional and just finding something interesting about every song to present and not always what the original versions were all about. She's just amazing. I'd seen her before. I kind of knew what to expect, but I was reminded, oh, yeah, this singer is something special. So, you know, we'll be playing that all day. But, you know, and George Colligan, too. I'd seen him in with bands, and was somewhat aware of what he did. And I was walking the dog this morning thinking about it further. And you know, as that happens at a lot of these shows, it's just an hour-long show, but, you know, people kind of get up and leave, and they've got people to meet, or they want to see something else. And it's I'm sorry to say that if you left early, you really missed the highlight of that show. Colligan was playing different kinds of jazz people like Billy Strayhorn, and at the end he kind of did some of his own music, and he did this amazing song at the end. And he had been talking previously about how he was apologizing because he said, I didn't have time to practice much because I was taking care of my two little kids because my wife was out of town, but he must have been watching TV and watching the news, and he played this song that was inspired by the news. He'd just written it last week, and it's this beautiful thing of this deep, dark, mysterious, stormy little piece, just one repeated phrase over and over and over, like something like, you know, it's difficult when you're an instrumentalist, I think, to send a message. But the message here was about the shooting in South Carolina and 9 people killed in a church. And this repeated phrase over and over, it was like he was saying, what, this again? You know, when is this going to end? When is this going to end? When is this going to end? And it was just astonishing how moving this very, very simple phrase was. And simplicity often just gets the message across better than anything else.
Yeah, it really does. And the moment of silence at the end as well. You know,
when he just held this note and just kind of like hung in the air. And it's like asking a question, like, you know, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah, it was a stunning song, a stunning piece of music. Well, last night was quite a success then, I guess, all around. Mm-hmm. What about tonight?
Well, there's two acts that, you know, I'm particularly interested in. You know, one most people are familiar with, the film Birdland, and Antonio Sanchez and Migration is a band playing at Kilburn Hall. And it won't be the Birdland soundtrack, which was a very minimalistic, kind of raw, crazy little thing. He might slip something like that in, but this is a more rounded, worldly kind of smart band that explores, just kind of connects music and jazz music in general. Julia Beale is the other person I want to point out, playing at Max at Eastman Place. She's a British singer, and just poking around the internet listening to her, I thought, boy, I think maybe she might be onto something. She's kind of made me think of Amy Winehouse and Nicole Simone and Nina Simone, people like that who are very powerful singers, yet you can hear hear a little fragility in there, just kind of like maybe sometimes Holly Cole was doing it last night too, but this would be a little bit different. So, you know, two people I was very interested in.
Where is she playing again?
Max of Eastman Place.
Yeah, okay, Max. And sort of world beat influence?
Mm-hmm. Well, all these people, the two people I mentioned, Antonio Sanchez and Julie Buell, you can feel, hear some influences from around the world.
Also, let's see, Mitch Froman playing at Montage with his Latin. Well, he plays with a Latin jazz quartet. I'm not sure if he's playing with a quartet. Do you know, see what he's playing with tonight?
I actually don't know what he's got with him, but you just listen to the music, and there is some Latin picks to be had tonight. Ignacio Baroa and Hilario Duran, they're at the Rochester Club. Duran's been here before. He's a great pianist. Idea of bringing jazz in from south of the Texas border is going to be a big one tonight.
Let's have a little glimpse into what Mitch Froman does on his CD. He's playing tonight at Montage at 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Years ago at the Rochester Music Fest, Tito Puente was there, and as you can hear it, influenced by, and he also played with Tito Puente for 25 years. He recorded Paul Simon, Talking Heads. You can hear both of those. You can hear how he would be great with Paul Simon and Talking Heads. Mitch Froman at Montage Grill tonight, 6 and 10 for the Jazz Fest. Jeff Spivak, music writer for the Democrat and Chronicle, here with me. And we're moving slightly to the left of jazz here, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Jennifer Hudson sold out tonight, so you're going to have to find something else to keep yourself busy. And the Seldom Seen is kind of an iconic bluegrass band playing at the Squeezes Roots and Americana stage in the Sibley Building. I'm not excited about the venue itself. It's kind of a wide spot in an abandoned department store, but... people are going. It's been, you know, and the music's been very good. This band tonight, Seldom Seen, has been around for a really long time, and there's only one original member now, the banjo player. But the music is fantastic. Real upbeat, draws from very deep into American roots.
Seldom Seen tonight at Squeezers, and I know that I was there last night, and the line was really long. If you plan on going to see a Seldom Seen, you might want to consider getting there a little early. This comes from their long time Seldom Seen CD.
What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? Just for a short vacation I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so, and I lightly took advantage of the girl who loved me so. And I can't help thinking when the time had come to go, what am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging? For a little walk, I didn't know much Spanish and was no time to talk. But she told me that she loved me not with words but with a kiss. And I can't help thinking of the train I would not miss. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? Now it's been a year or so, and I want to go back again. And if I get the money, well, I'll ride that same old train. Well, I guess you get your chances once, and boy, I sure miss mine. And I can't help thinking when I hear some whistle crying, what am I doing hanging round? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing? What am I doing hanging around?
The Seldom Scene right there. They are at Squeezer's Roots and Americana stage tonight, 7:45, 9:45. Jeff Spivak, music writer for Democrat and Chronicle, in here right now talking about some of the performers and also some of the venues. Lyric Theater, once again, we can mention that because we have some music from Fred Hirsch. What a great place to hear, and what a great, just to be in that room is a, it's an enlightening experience, kind of, you know, it feels uplifting just to look up at the ceiling.
Yeah, well, they designed it that way. It was a church. Uplifting, you're supposed to look up, I guess, but, you know, I really want to see this venue succeed, and not just for the Jazz Festival, but just as a focus of culture in this city, and there are plans to book a lot of shows there. But it's just this incredibly beautiful building, and it. I think now they're just kind of exploring the sound potential for what can be done in there successfully. I have a suspicion that Fred Hirsch, he played at Kilbourne last night and with a trio. He'll be just playing solo tonight, but he's like your real jazz experience for the evening. And I have a feel on that him playing piano in that beautiful hall, just. Might be a very good thing to happen.
This album that you brought in with you has a number of recognizable names on the cover. Coltrane, Davis, Ellington, Rollins, Monk, just a whole bunch of stuff there.
And I'm hoping he plays every one of those.
Fred Hirsch here. He is solo at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Lyric Theater. is Fred Hirsch with his trio. He will be performing solo today at 4 o'clock at the Lyric Theater for the Rochester Jazz Fest. Jeff Spivak here with me from the Democrat and Chronicle. Well, a number of venues that aren't official venues. There was an article in the paper today which talked about a couple of them in at Broadway, and also they talked about Bernanzo's. They forgot to mention a little theater cafe which has music all week, including Steve Grills.
Yeah, Steve, if you've been around Rochester for two decades, you've bumped into him one place or another. He's a fabulous blues guitarist. He, you know, Dinosaur, places like that, but he's a real intense interpreter of that music.
He really is. Steve, you can see him tonight. He will be at the Tornadoes at the Inn on Broadway. If you just sort of go across the street or right next to the church. Which church is that?
The Christ Church.
The Christ Church, yeah. Right, like across the street from it.
I'm not a church guy, you know.
Steve Grills will be performing with the Roadmasters tonight there. And he'll be at the Little Theater Cafe tomorrow night at 7:30. This is Steve Grills. We're going to go out with him today. And thanks again, Jeff, for stopping by. I really appreciate your wealth of knowledge and your ability to get up in the morning. So thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott.